With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The State Department of Agriculture finalized rules for growing industrial hemp in Washington, but a possible misstep by the Senate makes the future unclear. WSDA Hemp Coordinator Emily Feblis says the rules give the program guidance.
These rules sort of finalize the structure for industrial hemp planting and processing in the state of Washington. Our program is set up to be federally compliant, so we're working under guidelines to set up the program both federally and by what the state legislature passed them last year.
Feblis says the licensing program was in part set up to keep farmers who wanted to test the hemp within federal laws.
Actually, our industrial hemp program is all set up to be research-based. So while you can definitely make a profit and explore the commercial viability of industrial hemp within the state, it's still under a research umbrella to sort of understand better how industrial hemp agriculture might work within the state of Washington.
But last week, the Senate passed a bill taking hemp off the state's controlled substance list, potentially taking away the department's authority to stop unlicensed growers.
That still has to be signed by the governor. So if the governor chooses to sign that, then we will definitely have our policy team and our attorneys really take a close look about how that will affect our program moving forward.
A spokesman for the governor says they are aware of the conflict and will look into all possible options before signing. More on that tomorrow.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.